This is the World Industrial News for Tuesday, September 11th, brought to you by Industrial Info Resources of Sugar Land, Texas. Hurricane Florence gained momentum over the weekend, quickly becoming a Category 4, forecast to land somewhere along the U.S. East Coast between Virginia and South Carolina, potentially on Thursday this week. Florence, packing maximum sustained winds of 130 miles per hour as of Monday, could make landfall later this week along the central coast of North Carolina, where there are 198 industrial plants that could be subject to the most intense winds, according to Industrial Info's Disaster Impact Tracker. Among those plants are 16 power generating stations producing more than 4,404 megawatts of electricity. Major utility companies in the region have activated storm response teams to begin planning for power disruptions, downed transmission lines, and potential flooding. Meanwhile, two other hurricanes, Helene and Isaac, are churning across the Atlantic, but neither were deemed an immediate threat to the U.S. Also, showers and thunderstorms over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and western Cuba could become a tropical depression later this week as it moves into the southern Gulf of Mexico, something for industrial plants and offshore platforms along the U.S. Gulf Coast to take note of. For more information on tracking storms relative to the industrial plant population, check out Industrial Info's Disaster Impact Tracker. A full report can be found on IIR's website, www.industrialinfo.com, and clicking on the Disaster Impact Tracker banner. California Governor Jerry Brown on Monday signed a bill requiring all electricity delivered to the state to be 100% carbon-free by 2045. Utilities opposed the measure, saying the cost and operational complexity of getting to 100% outweighed the plan's beneficial results. With Brown's signature, California becomes the second state in the country to adopt a 100% clean energy standard, following Hawaii's enactment of that law in 2015. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports that from 2007 to 2017, coal went from the most used fuel source in power generation to being replaced by other dominant sources in 10 states. Of the 10 states where coal lost its primary status, 5 now have natural gas as a dominant source and 5 have nuclear. Among the states where natural gas now dominates are Delaware, Virginia, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alabama. The states where nuclear power replaced coal as the dominant fuel source include Maryland, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Arizona. Industrial Info is tracking more than $130 billion in active power industry projects in these 10 states. And dredging work is set to begin on the stalled $40 billion LNG Canada project in British Columbia, Canada, as project leader Royal Dutch Shell looks to make a final investment decision in the coming months. A jumbo heavy lift vessel, Transhelf, arrived in the port of Kitimat in recent weeks carrying 5 dredging and support vessels which were floated off its decks. For details on these and other breaking news, read the full stories at www.industrialinfo.com. I'm Peggy Tuck reporting for Industrial Info News.